From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Audrina Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. A busy area of the Lakeshore bike path closed off after a man was shot near Chicago Avenue. It happened at 7:15 last night on the bike path alongside DuSable Lakeshore Drive. So far, no one is in custody and very few details are being shared. Attempted murder charges have been filed after the confrontation on a CTA bus that ended with a driver shot in the face. And now the union representing transit workers is reigniting its demand for better security. That CTA driver, a 34-year-old father and husband, is recovering in the hospital this morning. As for the accused shooter, he's expected to answer the charges when he steps before a judge this morning. For unvaccinated Chicago public school students who traveled out of state for Labor Day weekend, there are new guidelines in place. Students must self-quarantine for 7 days when they return to Chicago. That's even with a negative COVID-19 test. If they don't get tested, they'll need to self-quarantine for 10 days. The U.S. Attorney General is promising to protect abortion clinics in Texas. In a statement, Merrick Garland says the Justice Department will enforce a federal law that prohibits threatening patients and providers. It also makes it a felony to physically obstruct clinic entrances. His statement follows the Supreme Court's decision to allow a 6-week abortion ban in Texas. Your forecast, breezy and humid with afternoon thunderstorms, a high of 87. From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Audrina Bigas.